Marcus Hanna told William McKinley after the election, "Your job is to survive and not die." Well, what happened to McKinley? He was shot by an anarchist, and Theodore Roosevelt becomes president and starts pushing through the progressive reform agenda. Yes? Oh, wait, it's his birthday? It's Roosevelt's birthday today. But thanks for bringing that up. That's how old would he be? Roosevelt was a popular president. The Democrats didn't know what to do. They went back to Alton Parker, another one of these Bourbon Democrats, hard money man, the antithesis of William Jennings Bryan, thorough social conservative, financial conservative, pretty much conservative all the way through. And you can see the West now has shifted entirely into this progressive Republican camp. And you have the Southeast against the rest of the country. A very, very clear pattern. If you look at something like California, you can see this blue were the Democratic voting counties. Not very much. Overwhelming support in California for Roosevelt and the progressive movement. California had a very strong progressive Republican establishment. Hiram Johnson, California, later California governor, was sort of the left wing of the progressive movement, if you will, coming out of the California Republicans. So California, a very interesting state to look at this time.